Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. The candidate filing period for those participating in the 2022 election cycle opened up over the weekend. One House lawmaker announced today that he's switching party affiliation, and the list of current House and Senate lawmakers not seeking re-election continues to grow. That and more on today's episode. The candidate filing period for those seeking election in 2022 opened up over the weekend. The period lasts through Monday, December 13th. Already, several incumbents and challengers have filed the paperwork necessary to participate in their respective partisan primary elections, which will take place on March 1st, 2022. As we await an official list, I'm currently attempting to maintain as comprehensive of a list as I can for both announced and officially filed candidates for Congress, statewide office, and the legislature. I'll make sure to link it in today's show notes page. You can also find it as a pinned tweet to my Twitter page. Just search @opinionatedk to locate it. It has already proven to be a helpful tool to activists and organizational leaders across the state. I hope it proves helpful to you as well. If you review the list and see an omission or an oversight, please feel free to let me know. It is by no means exhaustive. The Texas House of Representatives now boasts one additional Republican lawmaker today. State Representative Ryan Guillen of Rio Grande City has identified as a Democrat since first being elected in 2002. He announced today that he's switching party affiliation to that of the Republican Party, making for 85 total Republicans of the 150-member legislative body. Guillen has consistently been on the more conservative side of his now former House Democrat colleagues. He was the only Democrat to vote in favor of the recently enacted Texas Heartbeat Act, prohibiting abortions from being performed once a fetal heartbeat is detected. He was also one of the only two House Democrats to vote in favor of constitutional carry as it passed the House earlier this year. Texans for Fiscal Responsibility rated him as a 26 out of 100 on their Fiscal Responsibility Index, the second highest of the 62-member Democrat caucus. Rice University pegged him as the most conservative Democrat House lawmaker in their legislative index. Though he now runs with a Republican label, time will tell if he votes in favor of traditionally Republican policies. Before that, however, he has to win re-election. And even before this announcement, he already had a Republican challenger and Navy veteran Mike Monreal from Floresville. It's much more likely that the partisan switch was actually more in the interest of self-preservation. One of the more notable outcomes of the new district boundaries that were a result of the recently concluded decennial redistricting process is that of Guillen's district, Texas House District 31. In its current disposition, it includes Atascosa, Brooks, Duval, Jim Hogg, Kennedy, LaSalle, Live Oak, McMullen, Starr, and Willacy counties. In the 2020 election cycle, the district swung from voting 13 points in favor of Clinton in 2016 to voting 13 points in favor of former President Donald Trump in 2020. The district's new boundaries exclude Atascosa and Willacy counties and instead pick up Karnes, Wilson, and Zapata counties, making it much more favorable to a would-be Republican candidate. In this district configuration, Trump would have won this district by 25 points. Time will tell. As of this recording, there are a total of 19 House and 4 Senate lawmakers who have publicly announced that they will not be seeking re-election to their current positions. Late last week, Republican State Representative John Cyrier of Lockhart added his name to that list. Representing Texas House District 17, Cyrier was first elected in 2015 and is the current chairman of the Sunset Advisory Commission. He already had two announced Republican primary challengers in long-term conservative activist Tom Glass and concerned parent and activist Jen Besner. These announcements serve as a potential opportunity for activists seeking new representation around the state, given the new district boundaries. Last week, Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert announced that he was exploring a run for Texas Attorney General. If so, he would join four others already running for the position on the Republican ticket, which includes the incumbent, Ken Paxton. Sources have told me that Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer of Tyler is likely to announce that he will run to replace Gohmert here soon. If he does, that would open up yet another seat for legislative races going into the 2022 election cycle. It's likely that additional announcements are forthcoming. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.